We're talking about Margaret Thatcher, who died, of course, in April. Now, few political figures engendered such a powerful, transformative influence on a nation, and not just in policies and budgets, but on the broader cultural, everyday life of Britons. Pop music, for example, was an important reflection of the times, from the glamour and decadence of the New Romantics and the synth pop bands like Flock of Seagulls and Duran Duran, to the more politically charged music of the Red Wedge Collective that started in 1985 and involved such varied artists as Billy Bragg, the Communards, Elvis Costello and the Style Council. But of course, Margaret Thatcher's influence was felt in TV and film, and 3 decades later, she still had the power to fascinate as the subject of the 2011 Academy Award-winning film, The Iron Lady.
Well, we couldn't resist, of course, the opportunity to discuss her legacy after her passing. So we invited Lyndon Barber, a British-born freelance film and music writer who was in the UK when Thatcher came to power, and also Stuart Coop, who runs Laughing Outlaw Records, an independent record and management company in Sydney. He's also been a writer and a long-time observer of all things rock and roll. Here's how it went.
You don't have to take this crap. You don't have to sit back and relax.
You can actually try changing it.
Now, Lyndon, you were writing for Melody Maker, that very famous and some would say infamous music newspaper in England between 1980 and 1985,
correct,
right at the beginning of the Thatcher era. This week we saw people on the streets in the UK, albeit in small groups, but celebrating her death. And, of course, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead topped the download charts earlier in the week after a social media campaign. But when did the hate, this vociferous level of hatred, start with regards to Thatcher? And when did it start to appear in music?
Yeah, it took a few years. I think it really happened around 1982, 1983. You started to feel the first kind of cultural influence was actually the pop music became Thatcherized in the sense of being all about sort of shiny consumerist values. Duran Duran, pop videos were a very new thing. Duran Duran would go and have their, the video taken on a yacht, all very kind of anti-punk values. The punk had really started happening in the late 70s, and that was really a kind of a reaction to the hippie music scene preceding it, but also to Jim Callaghan's Labour Britain. I mean, Labour Britain had been a pretty shabby economy, very strike-ridden during that period.
Segment 1.
We're talking about Margaret Thatcher, who died, of course, in April. Now, few political figures engendered such a powerful, transformative influence on a nation, and not just in policies and budgets, but on the broader cultural, everyday life of Britons. Pop music, for example, was an important reflection of the times, from the glamour and decadence of the New Romantics and the synth pop bands like Flock of Seagulls and Duran Duran, to the more politically charged music of the Red Wedge Collective that started in 1985 and involved such varied artists as Billy Bragg, the Communards, Elvis Costello and the Style Council.
Segment 2.
But of course, Margaret Thatcher's influence was felt in TV and film, and 3 decades later, she still had the power to fascinate as the subject of the 2011 Academy Award-winning film, The Iron Lady.
Well, we couldn't resist, of course, the opportunity to discuss her legacy after her passing. So we invited Lyndon Barber, a British-born freelance film and music writer who was in the UK when Thatcher came to power, and also Stuart Coop, who runs Laughing Outlaw Records, an independent record and management company in Sydney. He's also been a writer and a long-time observer of all things rock and roll. Here's how it went.
Segment 3.
You don't have to sit back and relax.
You can actually try changing it.
Now, Lyndon, you were writing for Melody Maker, that very famous and some would say infamous music newspaper in England between 1980 and 1985,
correct,
right at the beginning of the Thatcher era. This week we saw people on the streets in the UK, albeit in small groups, but celebrating her death. And, of course, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead topped the download charts earlier in the week after a social media campaign. But when did the hate, this vociferous level of hatred, start with regards to Thatcher? And when did it start to appear in music?
Segment 4.
Yeah, it took a few years. I think it really happened around 1982, 1983, you started to feel the first kind of cultural influence was actually that pop music became Thatcherized in the sense of being all about sort of shiny consumerist values. Duran Duran, pop videos were a very new thing. Duran Duran would go and have their, the video taken on a yacht, all very kind of anti-punk values. The punk had really started happening in the late 70s, and that was really a kind of a reaction to the hippie music scene preceding it, but also to Jim Callaghan's Labour Britain. I mean, Labour Britain had been a pretty shabby economy, very strike-ridden during that period.